Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking into a concept, well, a word we probably all think we know, karma. But our sources today, they offer this really surprising, quite internal way of looking at it.
Yeah.
So our mission, really, is to unpack what karma truly means, according to them, less cosmic payback, more a personal journey of growth.
Exactly. And we're going to explore how that shift in understanding, you know, away from external punishment.
Right. Like what goes around comes around.
Yeah, exactly that. How it shifts towards internal accountability.
Yeah.
And how that might reveal a path to, well, maybe personal peace.
Okay, so let's get right into it. Our main source hits us pretty hard right away. It defines karma as a consequence of an action without virtue. A moral delay.
A moral delay. It's interesting phrasing.
It is. And it's saying this isn't some outside force.
Yeah.
It's an internal thing, a pause, like in your own development.
And what's really fascinating there is the premise underneath it all.
Yeah.
The sources seem to present life itself as like a continuous test.
A test.
Yeah, designed to help us learn and sort of embody virtues.
Mm.
And these aren't just, you know, nice ideas. They're framed as essential for survival, for living together.
Okay.
And for finding real happiness with others. So if you connect that dot, it implies our well-being is really tied to this learning process.
So what does this moral delay actually like look like? How does it play out?
Well,
the source explains it as the result of basically not learning the lessons or not embracing the virtues from things you experience. And because of that, you might feel, I don't know, unequipped, or you keep hitting similar walls later, even if the situation looks different.
Well, you haven't developed that internal tool almost.
Exactly. And here's a really interesting bit. It's not always about doing something like actively bad or selfish.
Oh.
Even things done without real self-awareness, without thinking it through properly, those can apparently create these internal blocks too.
That raises a key point though.
Yeah.
What if you know? Like, you understand a virtue is important, but you choose to ignore it anyway.
Yeah. Good question.
Our sources really focus on this distinction. Just not knowing a virtue isn't seen as quite as, let's say, fatal as knowing it and deliberately disregarding it.
Okay, so the conscious choice makes a difference.
Big difference, it seems. That active choice against a known virtue, that leads to, well, more negative consequences, more internal friction.
Like if you know honesty is right, but you choose personal gain instead.
Exactly. The material suggests that if you keep making that kind of choice, maybe prioritizing material stuff over integrity you understand, then tougher situations. Tests related specifically to integrity, they'll keep cropping up.
Creating that internal struggle.
Precisely. And importantly, this whole view really supports the idea of free will. Your choices directly shape this internal landscape.
So let's clarify then, if we're adopting this new view, what is this kind of karma not?
Right. Good point.
The sources are really clear. It's not some universal law of justice out there balancing the scales.
No. Definitely not external.
And it's not that feeling of something catching up to you after you do wrong, like cosmic police.
Not in that punitive sense, no. And it's not just feeling guilty either, though that might be part of your internal state.
So the absolute key is it's internal.
Exactly. That's the core takeaway. The consequences play out inside you. They affect your values, your principles, how you fundamentally experience life.
So give us an example, maybe.
Okay, so say you do something that violates a virtue, maybe fairness. Even if you get away with it externally, you seem to benefit.
Yeah.
The sources warn that future situations, situations designed to specifically test your understanding and application of fairness, they'll keep showing up.
Okay. They don't just go away.
They don't stop until you've genuinely learned that lesson, until you embody that virtue.
Yeah.
And that is what leads to the lack of inner peace, the feeling that problems keep finding you. It's the unresolved internal lesson.
Right. So it's less about a balance sheet in the sky and much more like an inner compass, maybe, constantly trying to point you towards the learning you still need to do for your own peace of mind. It's about what you haven't integrated yet.
Beautifully put. It's about the learning, not the punishment. Mm. This redefinition, it really emphasizes that real peace isn't about dodging external consequences.
It's earned internally.
It comes from that ongoing, sometimes difficult process of learning, of embodying virtues, and turning those challenges, those moral delays, into real opportunities for growth.
So thinking about this deep dive, what really stands out to you, our listener, maybe it's just that powerful reminder that our own development, our inner peace, it's all tangled up with every choice we make, big or small, leading us hopefully towards being more virtuous and ultimately, yeah, finding a more genuinely peaceful way to exist.